Blog Talk Radio.
The day that the Lord has made, let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm so glad that he did. There's so much going on. You know, there's so much going on in this world. And I was sitting up here thinking this morning, I said, Lord, you know, you just wish you could help people to see what's taking place, you know, in the time we're living in and how we got here. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, told us to watch and pray and stay alert and, you know, and you look back and you wonder, you know, how did people just get so relaxed, you know, and just start, you know, forgetting what God done for you and how he brought you through. And, you know, some was on their sick bed and, you know, and you talk to God and you made him a whole lot of promises. You know, people make a lot of promises when they're sick and when things happen in your life or when someone passed or, you know, you make a lot of promises, you know, and we just go back on our promises to God. But, you know, you look back over your life, he's never left you nor forsake you, you know. He's always been right there. Even when you weren't doing what you're supposed to do, he's been right there. He's still been faithful to us, even when we haven't been faithful to him. We make him vows to him and promises to him, and we soon go right back to doing the same old thing, if not worse. I was just like, Lord, you've been so good to us, just so good. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And I tell you, that's God. And I'm so grateful this morning. You know, the Bible said we were born in sin, but we can be born again, y'all. Oh, yes, today, you know. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you this morning for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you, oh God, for touching us with a finger of love once again and had us to get on up and start a new day, new grace, new mercy on today. We thank you for it on today. We thank you for our families on today. And we thank you for our friends, our loved ones, and even our enemies on today, those that hate us without a cause. We pray for you on today. You don't, God don't want any to perish today. And we're here just praying this morning, and crying out for you, you and you on today, to get to know Christ in a personal way on today. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like him on today. We pray for our bodies. He's the Lord our God that healeth thee on today. We speak healing to our bodies on today, our souls and our minds. We pray for this nation that have turned their hearts away from truth and to error. We pray that this nation will repent and turn your heart to God before time is too late. A nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. The word of God has spoken it. And we pray on today for you, you and you on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. We pray for those that the enemy is talking to that tell you nobody cares and just kill yourself. Suicidal thoughts. We plead the blood of Jesus over you today. Give Jesus a try today. He loves you. He cares for you. Even if you feel alone, you're never alone. He's right there carrying you right now. He's a footprint in the sand that you don't see. He's right there. On today, we plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family today. Those that the enemy is attacking your family, trying to bring division and chaos in your family and in your life, we plead the blood of Jesus over you today. Don't give up. Trust God. Keep praying. Prayer changes things. We pray in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me in these last and evil days to make a difference in people's lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. As I say, you know, I was sitting here and I was thinking this morning, I said, Lord, you know, this world has changed so much. You just look back maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago. Oh, my God, how this nation have changed. And the word of God had warned us. You know, that's why the Bible had told us to watch and to pray and to stay alert. Because he said the enemy was going to come and seduce the church and seduce you in this last hour. That means to take you away from truth. You know, and so he warned us. The word of God, you know, it's a protector, it's a leader, it's a guider. You know, it's the only book on the face of the earth, you know, to instruct us on how to live while we're here on this earth. You know, there's two facts that nobody can change. And we know that there's a fact you was born and there's a fact you were going to die. And it doesn't matter, you know, people are trying to get money and rich and fame and your name and stuff. But I don't care how much money you get or how famous you get. One thing for sure, nobody can control death but God. He give us life and he takes it, you know. And nobody, I don't care how much money you got, you can't pay for that. Can't pay. You know, so we need to get our focus back into the word of God. Get back to praying. Get back to seeking God's face. Stop being on that Facebook and get your face in the Bible book. Back into the word of God. See, people got relaxed and start using different things. You know, you start looking at, you know, this world, you know, what it had to offer you and stuff. And that's what the enemy wants to do is to get your eyes off Jesus. You see, that's what the enemy did when he came into the garden and went into the garden and started talking to Eve and telling her, you know, don't listen to God. He had already gave them instructions, you know, and the Bible's our instruction. The same instruction is the word of God. It's for all of us. No matter where you come from, no matter where you've been, the same word is for you as it is for me. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. God's word is truth, y'all. It's a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path while you're on this journey here. We're all on a journey. You know, we all got a story to tell. You know? Our main focus is to be in the word of God. You know, the safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God, which is his word. He will lead us and guide us in this last and evil day. We're living in a time like never before. As I said, I was thinking, I said, Lord, you know, your word had already told us that these times was coming, you know, that they would be saying good is bad and bad is good and right is wrong. And, you know, the word of God had promised already been fulfilled. All we had to do is just read his word, and it will tell us everything we need to know in this life. And as I said, I was thinking back, and I said, Lord, I thought back a few years, you know, when Bush was in office, even before he got in office, his dad was saying there's a new world order, there's a new world order. And I was like, a new world order? I know the Bible said that, you know, that the enemy was coming, you know, that the enemy was coming to kill, steal, and destroy. We always know that. That's what the enemy been doing from the beginning. There's always been violence in the land and killing and stealing and destroying. But this was a little different, you know. Listening to his father saying, new world order, we're going to forge a new world order. And the word forge, I'm like, forge, you know, anything is forged is not real. It's not true, you know. It's like you forge a check and put somebody else's name on it. It's not your name. And, you know, as I began to just think, I said, okay, he was saying there's a new world order coming and we're going to forge it and, you know, and stuff. And then with his son, when it's an office, and Bush, you know, I was listening to him, and he was saying that he was a Christian and everything when he was being interviewed by different ones. And I said, this man saying that he's saved, but all his fruit and action is saying something different. You know, the Bible says you should know them by their fruit, by their lifestyle, by the things you say and by the things you do. That is how we distinguish, you know, right from wrong, good from evil. We watch and we pray and we stay alert and we keep our eyes on, you know, the person that's speaking, you know. And I always heard, you know, that, you know, politicians and stuff just paid liars. But anyway, I was looking and, you know, and then when 9/11 took place, you know, and, you know, the towers came down, and I just began to think, you know, he was saying, you know, that he was a part of the bones and skulls, and we all know that bones and skulls has always represented death. You know, when you were growing up, you would see a bone and a skeleton on a poison a bottle with poison, you know, chemicals with poison. You always see that bone and that skull. But he said he was a part of the bones and skull, and I'm like, that represents the death. So when the 9/11 took place, which it had been an inside job, you know, because, you know, it's just like in your own home. When the enemy working against you, a lot of times it's your own people in your own house, you know. You know, the Bible said Jesus came to his own and they received him not. A lot of times it's the ones that around you that you think should love you and, you know, be for you is the one that be working against you. So I was thinking, I said, when those towers went down and he was in school with this teacher, and I saw this teacher sitting around her students. And as the towers had been taken down, she would say, stop, baby. She would say, tell the kids that the plane has crashed or something like that. I have to go back. But it was just, you know, she had the kids saying what was taking place with those towers. And I thought that was so strange. I said, you know. And as the towers went down, and people were already there, you know, the cameraman and everything, that took pictures. I'm like, somebody had to know that it was going to take place for to have everything already in line to take a picture of it. People running and everything, which, you know, the Bible said that God wants a living sacrifice, and we know the devil wants a dead sacrifice. So like I said, he was saying that he was a Christian. And the lady asked him, she said, do you think that everybody say a Christian? He said, yeah. And I remember him saying, yeah, the Muslims, and we all, you know, serve the same God. I was like, we all serve the same God. That's not true, you know. But as the president, I said, okay, he was talking like he was a Christian. I said, but now he's saying that we all serve the same God. That's not true. So I said, like I said, the devil always want to dead sacrifice. And all those people died in that, you know, when those towers went down, that was a sacrifice. And so, and then the nation, you know, everybody start wearing bones and skull hats, bones, our young people, bones and skull belts, bones and skull pants and shirt, and even that phoenix bird. You will see a lot of these young people had that phoenix bird on. I said, oh, my God, what is happening to our nation? So that was kind of like telling the people to, you know, to accept death. And then, you know, all of a sudden everybody, you know, the young people just killing up one another and the schools, going in school shootings and everything. And people have no fear of death. It was, everything was just being taken down, you know. And people start even worshiping the dead, having parties for the dead, loved one, and stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. The Bible told us to watch and pray. The enemy came in quick. He came in quick. You know, people drive-by shootings and, you know, young people listening to the music, kill your mama, kill your mama. They're driving along the street just shooting people on the interstate. And, oh, my God. It's so much happen that people just not paying attention. And that's why the Bible tells us to watch and pray. Because the enemy comes in as a thief. Now, see, a thief don't come to you as a thief when you're watching. But it's when you're not watching. Most of the time, a thief go and rob somebody's house or something, he know you're not home. That's why the Bible tells us to watch and pray. And then when after Bush, everybody was so upset, and, you know, and I noticed that he was going into the churches and, you know, the 501c base initiative money he was giving to the churches and stuff, and I'm kissing, or he kissed Ed along, went in his church, kissed him on the cheek, went in the other pastor, I can't think of his name, Jennings, or something like that. His church and kissing him. I'm like, what is up with all this, you know, kissing these pastors? You know, they supposed to be representing Christ, and he in there kissing them. It's like a Judas kiss, just like, you know, the Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. So everybody kissing you ain't loving you, but I'm paying attention. The Bible still watch and pray. So then you see, you know, these pastors getting with these presidents and stuff. And I'm like, why is they, you know, Billy Graham, he was, you know, he was the advisor to the president. And then all of a sudden you got Jakes being the advisor to the president. And they, you know, they say that Jakes is the next Billy Graham. So you need to pay attention, you know, and stuff. And I'm like, what is going on here? Like I say, you know, death and, you know, and things begin to change. And then everybody, we won't change. We won't change. You know, and you know, and you speaking, you won't change. You got change. You know, when the next one in line was who? Obama. Yeah, Obama. You know. Everybody, oh, you know, he never had a black president. But if you go back in history, you'll find out he wasn't the first black one. But anyway, we won't change. We won't change. The power is in your tongue. You know, everybody won't change. Oh, you know, we really need change. We see change and all that kind of stuff. And people had never voted before. Everybody voting, you know, for him. You know, nobody know where he really came from and what he was really all about. All they know is you just want a black president, so you got it. And look what came with him. Change came. Our nation really changed. The spirit of deception. Oh, yeah, it's great in the land. The Bible told us in Matthew 24:4, saying the number one key would be deception. Everybody want change so bad. We got change. We got change. He was mocking the word of God, talking about, should we stone, people, and, just using the scripture, just mocking God, And as we can see, and then the nation, oh, my God, things just start flowing in. Everything that God's word had told us was abomination came in this nation. The Bible says, a nation that forgets God. Yeah, they start forgetting God, and everything started taking place. Everything, started happening. What we once believed, we didn't believe no longer, We were a nation that honored, most people honored God. Even if you weren't even saved, you wanted to do the right thing. You say, teach your kids to do the right thing, even if you're doing the wrong thing. This nation, oh, how this nation has fallen. Oh, yes. This nation has fallen. It was a great nation. That's why everybody wanted to come here, but America opened the door, the gates, and everything just flew right in. Every filthy bird, the Bible says in Revelation 18, every foul bird, every filthy bird came in. America. And they was calling New World Order. Well, we got it. We got it. A change has come. Yeah. To America, people just doing whatever they want to do, and that's when inclusion comes in. When you a nation that forgets God, everything comes in. Everything comes in. You open the door for in and everything to come in your life, and that's what has happened. This nation has been turned upside down, like Isaiah, the word in Isaiah tells us that this nation was going to forget God. We would be calling right wrong and good, evil and evil's good. That's what we got now. A change came. The church changed. Where it was a light, in the community, turned darkness. Everything inside the church became dark. It became like a club. Flashing lights, entertainment, everything that was in the world is in the church now. Pastors were preaching the word of God. That's the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ is the gospel of Jesus Christ, not about yourself. But they started lifting up all these preachers. The preacher's name got more popular than what you supposed to have been talking about Jesus. Then now it's all about the pastor. The devil snuck in, y'all. He crept in, unaware. As the book of Jude talks about, read it. They crept in. It was already ordained for such a time as this. Everything you're saying, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. This was ordained for such a time like this. The Bible had told us how we're supposed to be a family. It was Adam and Eve and then the children. But now look. Everything just turned upside down. A nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. And then the inclusion came, said there is no hell. Used one of the leaders to say that there is no hell. All it takes is one person. The Bible says in Galatians, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth. Now this nation, they're like, they don't have to obey the truth because what? The devil used Carton Pierce to come in with inclusion, saying you include in and everything in your life, along with what Bush had already said when he said that the nation, we're a nation that serve, we all believe the same God, that means the Hindus, the snake worshipers, whatever your belief, Protestant, the Pentecostal, whatever. We all just one. You know? That was a trick of the enemy. We had to stick with what the word said. People were not reading their Bible. Or, as I said, Obama mocked the word of God. And then we come with Tyler Perry with all this, you know, coming to church and made mud off the church. But the Bible said that judgment must begin in the house of God. But the pastors went to sleep and started letting everything in the house. They knew everything come in, hip-hop and, you know, and mining and praise dancing and all the stuff that wasn't in the house of God 30 and 40 years ago. We opened the door to it, let it come on in, and look what we got now. What we got now? A compromising church. A church that has lost the spirit of God. Ichabod is on the doorpost of the house, meaning the spirit of the Lord has departed. Because what people doing now? They're writing books, their own book. They got their own story. We don't need the Bible no more. Everybody got a story. We all got a story. But we got to stick with the word of God. Get back to the Bible. You know, Jake said us, when he first came out, was back to the Bible. You know, and a lot of people didn't know that he was a oneness, you know, because he held that back. Make people think, you know, that he believed in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, you know. Because, you know, and then you look and people don't believe like they say they do. These people just brought in everything in the house of God. You got dancing and line dance and lecture slide and soul train. Oh, the door just flew open. All this stuff in God's house has made it like a den of thieves, I'm telling you. Selling books and selling tapes and everything in God's house. Everything became about money. Everything became about money. New world order, about money. Entertainment and fame and a name. That's what we have today. People have gotten away from the truth, gotten away from the word of God. We need to get back to the Bible, get back to the word of God. This nation is in a terrible state. And the Bible says in Psalms, I think 9 and 7. The nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. And we don't want to hear about hell, but hell is in the Bible. And because you want to take it out, don't mean it's going nowhere. And because you don't believe, still don't mean that it's not true. We need to get back to the word of God, because there's a great deception and a great delusion in God's house. Yeah. 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 Ezekiel 22:26 says, they have put no difference between holy and the profane, neither they show difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from the Sabbath, and I am profane among them. Ain't that something? Wow. Is that what we see today? Look out in society today. Look. They have no distinction between holy, sacred, and profane. Everything's secular. And secular means without God. And that's what these people wanted. You know? Even with Oprah on her show, you know, up there, you know, telling the lady when she was like, you know, Jesus is the way. And, you know, she said, no, there's many ways. It couldn't be just one way. Why couldn't? That's what the Bible said. Jesus said in his word, he is the way. He is the truth. He's the life. But because these people don't want it, because they got so much money and fame and name, so they don't feel like they need God. You know, you can have so much till it blindsides you. You have so much money, you don't think you need to pray no more. You don't think you need to call on Jesus no more. You think you just got it all. Like the Bible says in Revelation, you say, you know, we rich and we have need of nothing. We, you know, we got it going on. And that's what has gotten this nation and where they are today. A nation that have forgotten God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in Ezekiel 23:3 said, and they had committed whoredom in Egypt. They committed whoredom in their youth. And their were their breasts pressed, and they bruised the tree of their virginity. You know, going back into Egypt, we said the Lord brought us out. You know, some of us was on drugs, and some was drinking, and alcoholic, and, you know, sexaholic, and, you know, and all this that we were, and God delivered us. And now to go back to Egypt, Egypt is a part of the world. It's a world, you know, it's a world. To go back into the world and start back doing what you said God delivered you from. Oh, that's a strong delusion. Oh, that's a spirit of deception. It's great in the land today. It's great. Oh, how we've forsaken God. We need to get back to the Bible, you know? Everything start coming through the door when this new world order. Tattoos. People start getting tattoos, you know, with crosses on their body and think that's going to make it, make you sacred, right? Make it, it's okay. We're going to put Jesus on our arm. Come on. Holes in, you know, your nose. And yeah, I got one. Yeah, when I wasn't saved, but when Christ came in my life, you know, it's up there to remind me what God done for me. You know, we start doing all these pagan things that other nations and countries was doing, you know? Just open the door and let everything in. Got preachers with holes in their nose and, you know, come on, y'all. Flat sticking up on your head everywhere. Come on. Representing God in a kind of way. You don't even go, people don't even go to the prom or to some restaurant. Some restaurants won't even let you come in the restaurant looking any kind of way. But we'll go to the house of God. Oh, how this nation has changed. Oh, how the spirit of deception is great in the house of God today. We need to repent, 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 and do our work all over again. You know, Revelation 2 talks about, you know, you lost your first love. Jesus used to be our love. But now they entangled. The church is entangled with the world, married to the world, you know, doing what the world do, want to be like the world, want to look like them. Preachers up there with these tight dresses on, showing every part of you. Oh, men the same. In God's house, representing him in a kind of way. We need to get back to the Bible, y'all. Get back to holiness. Get back. He said holiness without no man shall see him. We need to get back to biblical truth. Oh, yes. Get back to representing Christ well. Like I say, you can't even go in a restaurant sometimes. You know, they got dress code. In God's house, you just come in there and do anything, wear anything, say anything, cussing preachers. Now the preacher's cussing and think it's okay. And the people follow them. Yeah, why? Because they cussing. And they didn't want to give it up anyway. So if the preacher's doing what I'm doing, and my ears is itching, you know, itching ear doctrine, you know, because, you know, you're saying what I want to hear. So I'm going to stay right there. Yeah, I like this preacher. Oh, he's good. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. You know? And the Bible said, no, you must not deny you. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. You know, we sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. But no, no, no. It's a totally different generation, y'all. Nation has changed. And they ordered something new. When they said new, it ain't true. You know, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible said he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is still the same. Now you got people talking about Jesus ain't the only son of God. You know, I'm a son too. And even with Reverend Ike years ago, he said, I am Jesus. And people were looking at him like, what? Did y'all hear what he said? He said, I am Jesus. So this stuff is not new. The devil been playing for years. Been deceiving for years. But the Bible tells us there's going to be a great deception. It's a great now. Great deception in the house of God. People don't know what they believe now. They say, ain't no hell. You know, everybody can go to heaven. Just live like the devil and go to heaven. Kill your mama. You know, decapitate her head off, put her in a garbage bag, you still going to heaven doing something evil like that. Ain't that something? And people actually think it's okay, huh? Kill somebody, steal from somebody, taking from people stuff that don't belong to you, and you going to make it to heaven. Y'all need to wake up. This stuff just not making sense. We can do evil and be evil and make it to heaven. Why are we having church? Why are you having church? If you God yourself, and that's another deception. People think they God up there on TBN. He up there, Paul Crouch up there talking about that we are gods. And people done took that up. You know, Shirley MacLaine years ago, you know, she was, you know, into a new age, and she's standing out by the water talking about, I am God, spinning around, I am God, I am God. And now the church saying the same thing, I am God, I am God. If you God, what heaven and hell you made? What heaven and earth you made? What people you made? You know, what sky? What bird? What bees? What you made? I mean, the ocean, the sea. Who divides the sea, water? Who did that? Come on, y'all. Some things just don't make any sense. The enemy is tricking you with deception. Deception is great. It's great in the land. Here in Ezekiel 44 and verse 44 and verse 30 and verse 28. 3 says, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the clean and the unclean and clean. What's going on? Did you not read that? Did you not hear that? I'm going to read it again. Ezekiel 44 and verse 23 says, and they shall teach my people. What's going on? What is the preachers preaching today? I mean, what are they saying today? They're coming out with a new thing, inclusion. Include in everything in life. Just do what you want to do. It's your thing. You know they're doing jazz and rock and, I mean, just, oh, my God, drinking and, oh, my God, everything that God delivered you from. Well, right here it's saying they shall teach. Some of the men and the women of God and the priests of the house just be preaching the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's not about you. It's not about these leaders that y'all worshiping instead of worshiping Jesus. These leaders didn't save you. These leaders didn't bring you out. These leaders didn't heal you. You're worshiping a man that's got to die and give an account just like you. Got to stand before God just like you. Come on, y'all need to get your focus back. The number one key is deception. It's great. It's saying, and they shall teach my people. This is what the preacher's supposed to be doing, preaching the gospel to the people in the house of God. The difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern, be able to see. That's why the Bible tells us to watch and pray. So we'll be able to see, watch, pray. When you keep it, when you don't watch, dude, ain't nobody just can sneak in on you when you watching. The enemy and the thief just can't sneak in on you when you watching. It's when you're not watching, when you're not praying. You know, that's what went wrong. People stopped praying and reading God's word and seeking God, you know, and praying for guidance and instruction, you know, so you can discern between the unclean and the clean. That's what happened, you know. Oh, my God. Let's go to Colossians 3 and 8. Colossians 3 and 8. I pray that I can help somebody before it's too late. Jesus is coming. I was listening to the different ones telling Carlton Pierce how, you know, he was, you know, an important part in their life, which that's okay. But they should have been ministering to him, telling him, you know, if you really love him, you tell him the truth. Brother, you got all, and you need to give your life the Lord before time is too late. There is a hell and there is a heaven. But, you know, when you try to tell and change God's word, you have no right to do that. None of us have any right to change God's word. He is God, not we. He is God. And he has made us and not we ourselves. Colossians 3 and verse 8 says, But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Why are these preachers saying foul stuff out of their mouth and think it's okay in the house of God and even out of the house of God? Why? Why you feel like you can just say anything and do anything? He said filthy communication. When your children would cuss, people say, I'm gonna hit you in the mouth, or you better stop that cussing. You know that ain't right. But now the preacher can do it, and it's okay. And right in the house of God, you sitting there with your children, you know, listening to this. What is going on? He said, lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. The old man was, you used to lie, cuss, and all that stuff. That's the old man. We supposed to put that away. You should put it off. Put it off. That's not something that a Christian does. That's not something that a believer in Christ is supposed to do. Jesus didn't do that. You ain't see him out there laying hand and cussing at folks. Delivering people with cussing. Oh, no, you can't deliver them. That's the old you. That's the old man. You're born with that nature, sin nature. That's why you have to be born again. And it says in verse 10, it says, and have put on the new man. The new man. You don't cuss no more. New man, you don't drink no more. We got young people dying of fentanyl. You know, people putting stuff in their drinks and in their food. Come on, y'all. That's evil. That's wicked. And you tell me a person do that and they're going to go to heaven? Doing that to a person, being mean, killing people, killing, stealing, destroying. And the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. The very things that God say we shouldn't do, people are doing, and they going to heaven? No. It said, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. That was God. God created us. We're supposed to be setting an example, y'all. Oh, my God. Let's go to Exodus. The spirit of deception and profane in God's word is why the church is where it is. We need to get back. We here at the Ready Church want to make a difference in your life. We're trying to point you back to Jesus. Get back to God before time is too late. Ask him to search you. Search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find anything. You know, is there some stuff in us? Find anything displeasing God. Take it out. Ask him to take it out. He will. When you ask him, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Do you? The Bible says, Exodus 20 and verse 7, it says, and thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. These cussing preachers taking God's name in vain. It says, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. He won't hold you guiltless, but he won't hold you guilty that taketh his name in vain. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. The Bible says up here, verse 13, it said, thou shalt not kill. Come on, y'all. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Come on. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Come on, y'all. Thou shalt not covet against thy neighbor's house. Shall not covet with thy neighbor's wife. Come on, y'all. what is going on. We need to get back to the Bible. Get back to the Word of God. It's truth. It will lead you and guide you. The Bible says many will be on that broad road. You know, they got Broadway clubs and all that stuff because a lot of people be on Broadway. You need to get off that Broadway and get on that narrow road. It says narrow is the way. You know, only going to be a few people that's going to make it. Look at Noah in his days, you know. I think they sell like 12 billion, and it's like 6 billion now. It was more people then because people were having a lot of kids. But it was more then, you know. And only 8 people were saved. I often think, I said, Lord, how many are going to be saved this time? It was just Noah and his family. You know, out of all the people in the world, you know, they probably were looking at this man and saying, look at him, crazy man, talking about, you know, Jesus coming and, you know, and get your house in order, just like today. And we try and tell people that Jesus is real. Oh, look at them, they're crazy, talking about Jesus is real and hell is real. You know, but, you know, judgment came to them. You don't think the flood was judgment? Everybody say, oh, God's just a loving God. Yes, he's a loving God. He's a righteous God. But he wants us to do the right thing. Hell wasn't meant for you, but, you know, people going because the Bible said hell has enlarged itself, made room for you because you want to go, because of the choices you make. You don't go to hell because of choices nobody else make for you, but for your own choices, your own decision, your own disobedience to God. Look at Solomon. The Bible said he was the wisest man to ever live. Yeah. But, you know, God warned him and told him, you know, there were all them strange women that, you know, pagan women, you know, worshiping idols and all that stuff, said they're going to turn your heart away from God. And they did. And the same thing today, we get hooked up with people, you know, from other beliefs. You just marry anybody. I mean, people marry people they don't even know. I mean, don't even know who they is until they get to the altar. You know, we never had that before. That's, yeah, new world order, order and new stuff. People just doing stuff that just don't make any sense. You marry somebody you know nothing about. You know, I mean, people meet online. And you wave from one other city and come all the way here to meet a stranger and don't know who you, where you, what you're walking into. Sometimes people walking into places because they told you it was who they wanted you to think they were, and they kill you. They never make it back home. Sometimes we, you know, people missing. You don't know what happened to them. You know, they find meet people online from way somewhere else. New York, and you down there in North Carolina, you don't know nothing about them, marry them, you know, or go to meet them. And sometimes it's, you don't even meet the person that they portrayed to be. The word is deception, y'all, that they claim to be. You know, people today, you know, everybody's trying to find themselves. I mean, you know, how are you trying to find yourself when you already married? And you trying to find yourself? It's about already found the man or the woman you want to spend the rest of your life with. Lord have mercy. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:29, we back to that mouth again. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use and edification. Edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Come on, y'all. You cussing. What kind of grace is that? What grace is you minister to who? What is that edifying? That edifying your spirit. That's edifying your flesh. And the Bible said there's no good thing in your what? Flesh. I'm telling you, I'm so stirred today. I am. And as always, when you know, you see all this stuff that's taking place, you know, and you want to help people to see what the enemy is doing and want to do to you. You know, the Bible says here in Ephesians 5:6, let no man deceive you with vain words. Come on, y'all. Tell y'all can say anything, do anything. You know, there are many ways to God now. Even Pastor Jake, I mean, Bishop Jake, talking about many ways to God. That's not what the Bible says. Jesus said he's the only way. He is the way, you know. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life, you know. He said, because these things come, the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. We got to obey God's word. Yeah, it said, be not ye therefore partakers with them. You know that people, they're deceiving and lying and saying vain words. Told us not to have no part with them. It said, for ye were sometime darkness, was walking in darkness. Yeah, when we won't say, we was in darkness. But when you get saved, you get in the light. It said, but now ye are light in the Lord, walking as children of light. He will lead us and guide us into truth. His word is true, y'all. He's the light of the world. He said, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness, the truth. The fruit of the Spirit of God, the goodness and righteousness and truth. It said, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And in everything is acceptable to the Lord. We just can't do whatever we want to do and say it's all right. You know, even with child of prayer, they'll, you know, they dress on and made money off the church. Most of the church people stop praying and start laughing. And he was laughing himself right onto the bank with your money being deceived. And how? With a gun, a wig, a dress. Ain't that something? And a cussing mouth. That's a shame. This is how we got where we are today, y'all. Wake up. Jesus is coming soon. It said, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's what we're doing. You know? That's what we're doing. And down in verse 16, it said, redeem the time because the days are evil. Come on, y'all. These days are evil. Oh, yes. And verse 18, I'm going to skip down and say, and be not drunken with wine, wherein is excessive, but be filled with the Spirit. You need to be filled with the Spirit of God. And these secular singers just singing in and everything, you know, and think it's okay. You got the beats and the metal melodies from off in the world, off in the altar of Baal, and thank God for this acceptance. Well, this is what the Bible said in verse 19. It said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We just can't sing anything to God and think he's going to accept it. You just can't sing anything to God and expect him to sing to accept it. You singing about your flesh and you singing love songs in the flesh. Your flesh is just a mess, you know. And I saw Kirk Franklin up there. Oh, my God, it's a shame with that that reunion or whatever that was up there singing that song. The music was a sex machine. Oh, my God, sex machine. Y'all know how old that song is. That was James Brown. Sex machine. As holiness, as Christian music. Oh, this world has gotten so far off, so far off. You can look this stuff up, but you know they got the Naked Church in Virginia. Look it up, the Naked Church, the Tattoo Church, all this stuff. Oh, my God. This New World Order stuff, the world's order and stuff, that ain't from God. It ain't from God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, terrible state that the church is in. Well, let me go to the scripture. Let's go to 1 Timothy. I am so disturbed. I have so much to say because I'm concerned about your soul. You know, and the Bible lets us know that Jesus is concerned about your soul, too. He said he don't want any to perish. He don't want any to perish. You know, he don't want you to perish today. He loves you. You know, and nobody's worth your soul. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Nobody's worth your soul. Mama, dad, or sister, brother, nobody is worth your soul. No one is worth your soul. Let's go. Let's see. Jesus, help me. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20. It says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babbling and oppression, opposition of sides, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be unto thee. Amen. You know, so now, you know, they got these, well, you know, a lot of the school teachers and new agers and stuff, they done got rid of a lot of the old teachers and, you know, that was loving on your children and taking their time with your children. And now you got the younger ones that don't care, you know, and stuff, and they just teaching your kids, you know, what's her name? I think it was Alice Bailey, you know, was it her? You know, talking about how, you know, how they, you know, want God out of the school, you know, want to kick God out. You know, they already got prayer out. What's her name? Marilyn, you know? So I'm like, oh my God, it's so much, y'all. It's so much that we need to just seek God like never before. This world has turned upside down. You know, they're saying science over God. That's what I'm saying. You know, science over God. Who made the scientists? Who created the scientists? Oh, my God. But now, you know, they're teaching evolution and everything in the house of God and in the schools and everything. You know, everything has changed, you know, want to change God's word into a lie. It's all under the Antichrist system. You know, everything begins set up for the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, and the false prophets. They're using the false prophets, these false leaders and false teachers and preachers that was already ordained for such a time as this to turn your heart away from truth, to turn your heart away from God. Come on, get back into the Bible. Get back into the word of truth. Let's go to Matthew 24. I tell you, the spirit of delusion and the spirit of deception is great. It's great. That's why we are where we at today. Y'all need to wake up and shake up before time is too late. Jesus came to save us from our sin, y'all. People need it. Call on Jesus like never before. Don't be deceived. You don't have to be. You would be without an excuse because you're in the Word today. You don't have no excuse. The Bible says in 24 and verse 4. It said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed. Come on, listen up. That no man deceive you. I don't care how great his name is. You know, a lot of these preachers hooked up with Hollywood. Now, Hollywood, even Michael Jackson told you about Hollywood, y'all know, was a devil. You know, those spirits. And you're going to do a lot of things when you get hooked up, you know, in these, you know, in the entertainment world. You ain't going to get in any kind of way. Come on, y'all. It said, for take heed that no man deceive you. Like I said, I don't care how great these preachers think they name you, coming up out of nowhere, and y'all just worship them instead of worshiping God that's been there for you all the time. He's been right there. When your mother and father forsaking you, he's been right there. Your sister and brother forsaking you, don't want to talk to you, don't want to have nothing to do with you no more. But God never leave us, never forsake us. It's been for minutes to come in my name, and we see that today. Everybody, like I said, he's preaching, just cussing and, you know, just doing everything in the house of God, all in the name of Jesus. It's inclusion stuff, just include in and everything in your life. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. No, no, no. And betraying Jesus, just like Judah. Judah betrayed Jesus with a kiss for what? Money. And that's what these preachers is doing. For 30 pieces of silver, come on, y'all. Betraying Jesus for money, fame, and a name. Oh, you won't get an account. You need to get back to God before time is too late. It said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall what? Deceive many. Not a few, but many. It said, and ye shall hear wars and rumors of war. Do we not hear it? See that ye be not troubled. Don't worry. He said, let not your heart be troubled. But see, he's going away to prepare a place for us. And he's coming to receive us again, y'all. He said, for all these things must come to pass. When you hear wars or rumors of war, he said, don't be troubled. Don't be upset. Don't let your heart be troubled. He said, but the end is not yet. He says, the end is not yet. You know, you heard people, you know, in different denominations like the Jehovah's Witness or whatever predicted Jesus would come in a certain time, and people were selling their house and their cars and everything, and it didn't come because God said no man knows the minute or the hour when he shall return. So we got to stick with the word of God. He said, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine. Do we not see it? Pestilence, you know, when COVID came and, you know, and other things, you know, HIV and all these diseases and all this stuff, and people still just not believing God and trusting his word. He's saying pestilence and earthquakes, hearing of earthquakes in places we never heard before, and diverse of places. That's what I mean. And these are the beginning of sorrow. Oh, my God. And then at verse 11, it said, for and many false prophets shall rise. And do we not see it today in this new world order? Everybody's a pastor, and they're prophets and apostles. Just pop out of nowhere. Everybody. It's like a game. You know, it's like, you know, when you hit somebody's hand and then go to the next person, pass the baton on. Yeah, that's what they're doing. It's like a sisterhood, brotherhood. Just let everybody know that you can be a prophet, an apostle, and doctors and all this stuff now. You know, just a title. And none of this stuff gonna matter when you get to heaven. He ain't gonna say no doctor, nothing, no apostle, nothing. No, you know, no, he ain't doing none of that. Pastor this and all, He said, for many false prophets shall arise, and we see it today. Everybody preaching. It's all about money, y'all. A way to make quick money. And all these conference here and conference there making money off of you. And you still the same and ain't changed. It's all a scam. Look at the pieces to the puzzle. They all fit together. It said, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, come on, abound, the love of many wax cold. We not see that. But he that shall endure unto the end, come on, y'all, get on board. Endure to the end, the same shall be saved. If you hold on, if you endure, you hold out. Stick to God's word. Stick to his promises. Even if you have to stick alone, it'll be worth it because you're going to stand before God alone. It's saying this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So, you know, the word of God, it got to be preached everywhere. And then the end. Well, Jesus is soon to come. It's saying, when ye therefore shall see the abomination, oh, we see it, of desolation. Oh, yes. Spoken as by Daniel the prophet. standing in the holy place. We see it. We see it today. Standing in the holy place. Standing in the house of God. It said, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Oh, yes. Thank you, God, for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, yes, it is. Verse 24 said, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. Yeah, you see these people in the church, man. I've been over there in India and been dressed by these witch doctors, you know, witchcraft and witches in the house of God now. And because you see something that's considered a miracle, but not a miracle of God, your eyes is blind. I mean, one person just spinning around and just ain't even saying nothing, just spinning around with her legs and garment on and laying hands and knocking folks out. And oh, my God, anything goes today. What has the world order today? A new world order without God. Ain't that something? That's what man wants. It said, behold, I have told you before. It said, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in this desert, go not forth. We see it today. Everybody just running here, running there. It's okay. You know, God is over there and God is over here. He's everywhere. You know, Jason, I'm saying, you know, many ways to God now, many ways to get to him, but that's not what the Bible say. Even down to Oprah, all of them, you know, talking about he's not the only way. He is the only way. And they can't change it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You need to receive him today so you can have eternal life in Christ. But, you know, to you, Jason, when he said, you know, many shall he, you know, others shall he bring. He just trying to say, like, the Muslims and the snake worshippers and all that stuff. That's not what the Bible was talking. It was talking about the Jews and Gentiles shall come. It's sad. It is so sad, y'all. But the Bible said when you hear it, you over here, over there, you know, come on over here to our church. We do this and we do that. We have praise dance and we, you know, we have mining and, you know, we just do so much new stuff, girl. I mean, you can do it. You see it on the blog talk, you know, you can do everything on here. You can swing dance, you can jazz, you can just do whatever you want to do. This is the church for me. Ain't that something? And that's the church for a lot of people today. You know, you just go to church, tradition of men. That's something you've been doing all the time. A lot of these preachers in there ain't even saved today. You know, they do whatever they want to do. And then get up there before you and say it's Jesus. Y'all got to pay attention and recognize who it is. Because he said when they say, come on, he's in the desert. He said, go not forth. And you don't go. Behold, he's in the secret chamber. Come on, believe it not, he said. For as the lightning come out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I'm telling you, Jesus is soon to come. And I pray that you get your house in order. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. We here at the Ready Church just want to be a blessing in your life. Call on the name of Jesus today. You never know where the end is going to be. So you need to choose you this day whom you will serve, for me and my house will serve the Lord. God bless you, Ready Church. Be blessed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.